T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top story this half hour, we continue to report on a developing story this afternoon. 5 Chicago police officers are being treated, 3 of them for gunshot wounds, while they were arresting a man outside a police station on the northwest side. More now from WBBM's Mike Krauser.
Police Superintendent David Brown says the officers were taking a violent suspect into custody outside the police station after spotting a car from a carjacking incident that occurred downtown last month.
During the arrest process, the offender was able to fire multiple shots at arresting officers. Officer number 1 has a gunshot wound to the chin. He was shot in his vest. Officer number 2 has a gunshot wound to his vest. It did not penetrate. 3 had a gunshot wound to the hip.
Officers shot the suspect multiple times. The superintendent would not say whether he was armed or whether he took one of the officers' guns. The other 2 officers who were hospitalized were having chest pains and were taken to be checked out. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Governor Pritzker says Illinois is at a danger point in the fight against COVID-19. In Peoria today, the governor warned that Illinois could be headed for a reversal in its reopening, as the state continues to see a resurgence in coronavirus case numbers. Public health officials announcing 1,772 new cases today of COVID-19, including 18 additional deaths.
Meantime, the public heard today from 2 people at Northwestern Memorial Hospital who were the first COVID-19 patients to have ever received a double lung transplant.
It has been a rough comeback for Myra Ramirez of Chicago, a 28-year-old woman once active, now exhausted at even the shortest walk. But she's alive, and she says she's lucky to have been given the lungs of someone who died and whose family mourns that person's loss.
I definitely have a purpose, and if that purpose is just simply telling my story to raise awareness.
62-year-old Brian Coons of Lake Zurich says he was among those who downplayed how serious the coronavirus is. He's not doing that now.
I didn't wear a mask or nothing. I thought it was like those other ones coming out of China, you know? The other colds or whatever they were.
Dr. Ankit Bharat says Ramirez and Coons are examples that lung transplantation is a life-saving option for some COVID patients with severe lung damage. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Wisconsin is now among 33 states and the District of Columbia to mandate the use of face masks indoors. The order issued by Governor Evers will run through the end of September. The Journal Sentinel says anyone age 5 or older will use a face mask while indoors except at private residence. And there are some exceptions, including from members of the Wisconsin legislature and the state judiciary. Governor Evers also issued a new public health emergency in the state, citing rising positive cases of COVID-19.
Illinois House Republican leader Jim Durkin is calling on Democratic House Speaker Michael Madigan to resign immediately. Madigan was implicated earlier this month in a years-long bribery and influence scheme when ComEd agreed to pay a $200 million fine and cooperate with federal authorities. Prosecutors allege ComEd granted jobs, contracted payments to Madigan allies in an attempt to influence and reward the speaker. Madigan has not been charged with any wrongdoing.
Motorists trying to renew their driver's licenses were out of luck for a while. The Secretary of State facilities and nationwide computer glitch said to be the blame.
For hours, people who visited Illinois' driver's license facilities could not renew their driver's licenses. But Dave Drucker, spokesman for the Secretary of State's office, says Illinois drivers were not alone. This was a national problem.
We're involved with a national system. that's administered by the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators, and this is the problem driver pointer system.
When someone gets a license, there's a check of troubled driver's records across the country for safety purposes. That's what's shut down. But Drucker says the database is now up and running and the licenses are being issued again. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Chicago Alderman Ray Lopez says once again his office has been attacked by vandals. Lopez says a brick was thrown through his Brighton Park office window for the second time this month and the third time overall. He says gangs have targeted him and are trying to intimidate him. Mayor Lightfoot responded by saying attacks on elected officials will not be tolerated.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.